Well, Maxi, little time to, shall we say, parade after your victory last week and famous victory over Dublin in Croke Park. Straight down to action again this weekend.
Yeah, straight back down to it, you know, with a very big game at home to Mayo on Sunday in Convoy. When our league fixtures came out, we got Dublin away first, and then that was followed by three home games against Mayo, Monaghan and Tipperary. And we figured, you know, we had to win two, if not three, of those games to guarantee staying in Division 1. So, you know, it's just a game we've targeted from a good bit out, that, you know, there's a game we probably need to win. And while getting 3 points last week, we got the pressure off. It's still a big game for us. You know, the league is probably very much split into two. You've got your Dublin, Cork and Galway on one side of it, and the other five of us then probably chasing one semi-final spot and avoiding relegation. So you've probably got a League of 3 and a League of 5, and, you know, Mayo is a team that we feel are probably at our level now in terms of the players they have lost and the turmoil they've had. So it's a game we feel that, you know, we definitely want to be targeting. And
I know when I spoke to you last week, you were very relaxed ahead of Dublin. No real pressure going on to take on the All-Ireland champions in Croke Park. Maybe following that result, I know obviously you'd lost, there'd be a certain amount of pressure, but the fact that you have won and everybody's sitting up and taking orders, maybe a little bit more pressure this weekend?
Well, without doubt, you know, as I say, this was a game along with our other two home games coming in the next month. You know, games we felt we needed to win to get, you know, to get results out of, to stay in Division 1. So, and the fact, you know, nobody did give us a prayer going to Dublin, and there was probably very little pressure on us. So, look, as I say, that'll bring a wee bit of pressure to this. But, look, it doesn't change an awful lot. You know, we said before the game in Dublin that winning or losing Dublin wasn't really going to define our season. That was what happened against the Mayos and, you know, and they say the Monaghans in the next couple of weeks were going to be very important for us in the league. But look, it's good for the younger girls that had the experience of Dublin last week, and, you know, now they've got a different type of challenge this week. You know, it's at home, it's definitely not as glamorous as a day in Croke Park, and, you know, you've got a Mayo team who are fighting for their lives. You know, they're in battle mode and a siege mentality in light of what they've undergone this last number of months. So, you know, they're coming out swinging and watching them play last week, and the 2-9 scored at half time against a very good Tipperary team that we struggled with last year. So they have a serious amount of firepower up front, and you know, we have a fair bit of inexperience in our team in the middle third in our defence, so it's going to be a very good challenge for us. And you know, maybe Dublin may just not have been full tilt last week, you know, just going back on their holiday and getting started, but I'll tell you, we'll know a good bit more about ourselves after Sunday.
Dublin still, I think, 8 or 9 other All-Ireland winning teams starting, which is a good backbone to any team.
It was, you know, but look, they were still missing a lot of their key players. You know, the Sinead Herrings and the Sinead Goldricks and the Noel Healy. So, look, I don't think Dublin lose any sleep over last week, or we'll not get over excited either. One swallow doesn't make a summer, as they say. So, you know, there was definitely a wee bit of momentum, you know, took us through the day and through the game, and, you know, there was a bit of a fanfare, and everybody was, you know, was in top form and really looking forward to it. I'd said before the game, it's, you know, January is often a very tough month for teams, you know, getting ready for the league. But, you know, with Croke Park in their eyes, and that definitely spice things up for us. And look, we need to get back to a similar level now this week. You know, so it's a distant memory now. And what happened last week, it'll definitely not be good enough this week. Dublin, you know, probably took us a wee bit for granted, to be fair to them. And but we got caught. You know, Karen had a brilliant game inside herself and Ciara Grant and just Geraldine and Eve assisting. You know, we had a couple of really good attacking moments against Dublin, and we got the scores. You know, it's probably the difference in what happened us last year in the Championship, when we had the same situation as Cork and we just didn't get the scores. So, but look, it won't always happen that way. You won't always get the scores. And I think Mayo will be a lot more miserly this weekend. I say we'll have to be a bit more creative about it.
Nevertheless, you'd have to be very pleased with you know, what 6-7 debutants, the way they performed.
Yeah, how they perform and I suppose how they handled the occasion. You know, there was very little nerves. Everybody was quite relaxed, and you know, we had a very simple game plan. It was in no way tactical or no way complicated, and we just asked the girls to go and work as hard as they could for as long as they could, whether that be 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. You know, we haven't an awful lot of training done, and you know, nobody's expecting miracles from people at this time of year, and we just told them to go and do as much as they can for as long as they can, and we would use subs if needed. But as I say, whether it be adrenaline or whatever it was, the girls put up a massive fight and kept going to the very end. Thankfully for them, they got the results, just to make it a brilliant experience. But as I say, we get brought back down to earth, I guess we could bang if we don't do the same.
Have you got everybody for the weekend?
Well, Anna-Marie McGlynn's still carrying a problem in her knee, so she'll not be available, but we're hopeful of everybody else. A couple of wee knocks and niggles, you know, from the weekend and from training during the weekend. You know, it's a busy time next to the boys. There's a lot of the girls playing college football and playing two or three games a week at the minute, and schools football, one thing or another, and we have a couple of minors and that in our squad too, so they're doing a lot of other things, so it's, you're just kind of managing from game to game. The way the league started for us, with two games back-to-back, Dublin and Mayo, and we've a week off next week, and then we have two more games. So, you know, we figured having the three games at home at the start, it was important for us to, you know, to make a very big difference to our season if we'd be, you know, guaranteed surviving Division 1 at the end of February. And, you know, you could probably start to focus more on your championship preparations and look further down the line. So, that's why it's important that they, you know, we minded ourselves throughout this block, and that's what we've been trying to do.
The bonus was last weekend. I suppose if you had 4 points on Sunday or 6 points on Sunday evening, topping the, you'd be looking at maybe thinking of maybe chasing a semi-final spot.
Yeah, without doubt. As I say, it's you know, Galway, Cork, and Dublin are that bit ahead of everybody else at the minute, and you know, I think them three will definitely be in the playoff positions. And there's a wee bit of a battle in a wee mini league developing for the other spot. And I would say whoever wins on Sunday will go a long way to making that fourth semi final spot. But look, as I say, it's not something we set out at the start of the year to target a semi final position. It was to stay in Division One. We knew we'd have quite a few debutants, and then, you know, we had a lot of girls, even panelists from before who'd be playing more. You know, the likes of Niamh Carr, who has been around the squad for a number of years and hasn't played much the last couple of years, was brilliant last weekend. And, you know, players like that who have been around now getting a chance to push on, and it's important that they get that chance, and it's important that they take that chance. So that was what the league was mostly about for us, was to try and, you know, blood those players and give them a taste for it against the better teams and against the better players, and see how they acquit themselves. So if that's going to go by, you know, I think it augurs well for the rest of the league.